With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it in 2017, now second show of 2018. We'll talk with Jake Tapper momentarily here about what's on his show. First show of the new year, I think, for him. 4 until 5 today. And coming up, Taylor Swift is just an amazing fascination. It's got a big tour going on right now that's shaping up to be a disaster. And we'll find out how much you've ever spent to get a front row seat or something like that. Let's see if Jake Tapper ever did that. Hey, Jake, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you, Jake. In Tapper world, prior to CNN maybe, what have you spent on going to a concert?
Oh, God. Well, I took my wife to see Hamilton, but that was a charity auction, so it cost a couple $1,000s.
Oh,
but
it
was
boy.
Going to yeah. It was going to a charity for sick kids, so that doesn't really count, does it?
No, I meant back when you were single or something like that. What would you be thinking? Taylor Swift's having trouble selling $500 seats.
I wonder why. I never went to concerts like that. I mean, even like seeing Billy Joel at the Spectrum, or Springsteen at the Spectrum, or what else did I? You know, I saw the Spin Doctors at the Chestnut Cabaret. All those tickets were always under $100 each, like
yeah.
maybe $65, $80, something like that. Never. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I wonder, her base of people, my producer gave me this story today, they're having trouble selling out $500 seats nationwide, and I would think you would. I can't imagine.
Not to mention, who are her supporters? Who are her fans? I mean,
yeah.
her fans are young girls and, you know, middle-class moms. I mean, I don't understand. That just seems to not know your market.
Yeah, I would say if this were a Sinatra tour back in the day, something like that, you have high rollers and, you know, some cities and all, you could sell that. But, wow, it is stunning. Well, on the big news front, though, how are you feeling after seeing Nick Foles in the Ice Bowl here in Philadelphia?
I don't want to jinx anything, and I don't want to be ungrateful. But the last three games, even though we won two of them, have been incredibly demoralizing, and you know, I mean, I wish that I were more excited, but apparently, I mean, Carson is just awesome, and apparently not only is he just such a spectacular quarterback and athlete, he's also a spectacular leader, and you know, he's missed out there on the field. And
I think it indicates he is the MVP to me, looking at it, not with a, you know, football trained eye, but an overall sports eye. It's pretty clear to me this guy is magical. Really is.
He is. He obviously is. I mean, like, this was a team, I think everybody listening will agree, that was headed for the Super Bowl. And now I don't know. And so in terms of sheer value, it's true. Yeah, I mean, it's just disappointing. I've been, you know, I've watched the last three games. And I mean, I didn't really care that much about Dallas just because – obviously, you know, our starters weren't out there the whole game and all that. But, you know, the two games before that, what were they? The Raiders and what was the one before that?
Giants.
I forgot. And the Giants.
Yeah.
Those are teams that we should have, especially the Giants, should have just wiped the floor with them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're games that anybody who watches knows we barely won. The only reason that the score, you know, that we won by more than 1 or 2 points was because of crazy touchdowns at the, you know, in the last seconds of the game. But they're very disappointing, bad football. And the Giants are like, I mean, they were at the time like 2-8 or something like that. I mean, it's just, It's disappointing. It's sad. But what can you do? Look, he's a great player, and he has a torn ACL, and hopefully, you know, we got him for another decade, so hopefully he'll be back next year, and he'll be just as strong, and it's disappointing.
Yeah, it underlines to me, though, we are watching somebody beyond just a typical, you know, big-time Philadelphia athlete. This guy is very special. But let's talk about, I guess, your inaugural show of the new year, 4 o'clock today on CNN.
We're going to be doing today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We're going to be doing shows at 4 and at 10 p.m.
Back to that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Don Lemon's off this week, so okay. we're filling in for his time slot. So.
Well, as I ran something that's bubbled up to me, it is the stakes, the contrast here and how this is played. Now, you have more sources than we would have here locally, and I realize the folly of not fully understanding Arab Spring as being an example, but it seems to me our intelligence is not good enough to tell a president to err on the side of aiding these people that might be stopping a nuclear Iran. I know that's, you know, outside the realm of logic at some point, but that there's a possibility of that. We ought to be doing things there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know how much any side in Iran is against Iran being nuclear. I mean, that's just the truth, whether it's the hardliners or the reformers or the moderates or whatever label you want to put on them. I think a lot of people in Iran want to be nuclear powers, a nuclear power, whether for energy or for deterrence and weapon reasons. But beyond that issue, I think, is the issue of freedom and independence and democracy, which obviously do not exist the way that they should in Iran. And I've been surprised at how subdued the response has been from our European allies. I remember, look, when I covered Obama in 2009, and he was very quiet initially, not supporting the protesters in the streets, even after that young woman, Netta, was murdered. They were obviously trying to establish a new relationship with Iran so they could do the nuclear deal. But certainly what President Trump has said publicly has been much more meaningful, although I don't know beyond the words what that means, but you know, there's possibilities of new sanctions back on individuals who crack down on the protests. So it's certainly a fascinating story, and according to the Iranian experts who, you know, are invested in the human rights movement there, they're much happier with what President Trump has been saying than what President Obama said at the time.
What it raises, too, is, you know, the critics are saying one of them, I think, was on your air on CNN. There have been some saying, well, we don't go after Saudi Arabia, we don't go after Russia and their abuses. And I agree with that. It's easy for me. You're a journalist. You don't do that. But as an opinion, I see Putin as evil. I say it every single day. It's a fraud, the election, the whole thing. But we have to be realistic about places where we can have an impact potentially with not a lot of downside, or measure that downside. And I think a lot of Trump voters, Jake, and a lot of people in America now look at things that way versus let's just do the right thing all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the arguments from people in the Trump administration in terms of Saudi Arabia has been that they are more effective saying things behind the scenes with the Saudis than they are in front of the cameras, and that there are now, with MSB, the new leader of Saudi Arabia, there are now efforts to drag Saudi Arabia into the 20th century, if not the 21st. It's tough to have one blanket policy for every country, especially when some of the countries you need for other reasons, like China, for example, which is, you know, badly needed by the West in terms of its negotiations with North Korea, or Russia, which is badly needed by the West when it comes to negotiations with Syria. So, these are the decisions. Everybody talks tough when it comes to China and Russia when they're running for president, and then they get to the White House and they need them for more things than they want to fight them on.
What else on the lead today at 4 o'clock on CNN?
Well, we have an outpouring of tweets from the president today and in the last couple of days in terms of Pakistan, in terms of Iran, in terms of urging the Justice Department to go after Huma Abedin and James Comey. So we'll talk about that. We have James Clapper on the show, the former director of National Intelligence, at 4 o'clock. And then we have Leon Panetta, the former CIA director, at 10 o'clock. And we have two great panels and lots of other really interesting stuff. I don't know how much you've seen. Do you know who Logan Paul is?
I know the name, yes. And
Logan Paul is this
YouTube.
He's got a YouTube channel. And he went to some suicide forest in Japan and saw a dead body and filmed it and posted it. And it was very horrifying to a lot of people. Eventually, he took it down. I think at 10 o'clock, we're going to take a look at Logan Paul and the fact that there is this whole world of YouTube superstars that people like you and me, Dom, don't know about and don't watch. But a lot of young people do. And there's really no accountability and really no respect for the power that they wield.
I agree that the power they have, but you know, maybe the bright side of it though is there was pushback on this guy that was pretty severe, right?
Severe, yes, but I mean, it was very strong criticism. But I mean, I don't know what ramifications there are for like his giggling and framing a photograph. I don't know how many kids were messed up by this when they saw it. They went to their Logan Paul YouTube channel to watch and saw a dead body, and you know, and suicide is obviously not something we want to be joking about or treating glibly, especially when conversations with young people.
Well, I remember what was it, HBO that put on that. I objected to that, the show about the reason she killed herself. It, to me, it normalized or glamorized it. So you're exactly right, and I think alerting parents to the pull that some of these guys have, that I was only vaguely aware of his name, and now know a little bit more about the influence of this nut.
I knew him a little bit because he used to be a star on Vine, that 12-second thing that was on YouTube, 12-second videos that Twitter used to have. And so I would watch his Vines with my kids sometimes. Yeah, I mean, this is pretty horrifying, and there's no apparatus. I mean, people watch every single thing I do and say and tweet because I'm at CNN, but there's no one keeping an eye on these people on YouTube. I'm not begrudging the accountability. It's fine. It comes with the territory, but there are a lot of people who are reaching millions of kids and young people, and there really is no accountability at all. And it's just something to keep in mind and something that I think we're going to talk about a little bit at 10 o'clock.
Good stuff. 4 to 5 and then 10 to 11 tonight and a few nights this week. Jake Tapper, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Talk to you soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.